Accession number 20186, Reel 2.
Wonder that the bomb had dropped on our street.
Mm.
I don't know what can be going on. Someone met him, told you that the bomb had dropped.
Well, it was before I was born, so...
Yes, I know. I was the same one ever to the same. What was it like during the whole time now? You know, I said, well, what do you think it was like? Oh, she thought paper running about, and, you know, the streets all. I says, no, there was no paper. They didn't wrap anything up. There was no waste paper to throw out, right. You know. You just got in the arms.
Just to get this right, you had a machine,
yes,
which could just hot metal. Is that right?
No, it had a hot plate on the top.
Yeah.
So it didn't. Then you had like little brass, you know, like a John Bull printing set.
Yes.
You know the rubber letters.
Yes.
Well, they were like that, but they were brass, and you had to make the thing spelled backwards. You know,
mm-hmm.
You set it up, and then put it onto the. You put your piece of material on the moving plate and below. Then you set your type on it and put it in and then pulled the hot plate down onto it and counted so many and then that was the oh no, you put the colour on the foil, like a foil, you know, you put in between the letters and the material in the day.
So you have like the letters underneath?
No.
Yeah.
You had the material on your moving plate.
Uh-huh. Do you want to print that?
Right.
This one. Now this moved in under the machine, you see, and you put your material on.
Uh-huh.
Then you set your print. You put a piece of foil, either black or red or whatever colour, on, and then you put the letters were screwed into like a like set up, you know, into a frame.
Frame.
And you put that on. Then you had to pull the handle down with the pressure and the heat. Mm-hmm. And you waited till the heat went through the letters and took the colour off onto the material.
Yeah, the way I was thinking of it was that you heated up the material rather than the letters.
Yes, you've got the wrong room. And you slid that plate in and pulled the thing down.
So how long would it take you to do just one of these?
Not just minutes, you know. Each one was done separately.
Yeah.
Well, there was a way you could stick the type up to the top of the plate with some double-gummed manila stuff.
Mm.
You could stick it up to the top, and if you had a long run all the same, but very rarely you had all the same words, you know, but you had to, you could just do that, but it wasn't much good because everything was separate, you know.
So what would you be given, a list of sort of plates for doors to produce?
You're given a drawing, and then, you know, they give you, tell you how many they want.
So you'd sort of say like office's mess or something
like
that? One and... of ratings mess one and stuff like that. And that's how you do it. So you were busy all the time?
Yes. Because I didn't just build one ship at a time. Especially when I come up to the launch. You know, you could get so much of the work done, you know, that was sort of done on all the ships. You know, you didn't come up to the launch and just find out what they were short of and then you could go.
I was trying to think, you see, if how many of these you have to make for a ship?
Hundreds of shipments. Mm-hmm. It depends on the size of the ship.
Yeah. So something I never thought of before.
You say you get...
So all of us have to be made.
And it could be a merchant ship or a navy ship. Mm-hmm.
And you'd actually make the nameplate as well for the ship's name?
Yes.
That would be on a bigger, different kind of machine.
No, but the one that's on the head of the ship, you mean?
Yeah, on the bow.
That's done by hand. The man has to go out and paint
it. Oh, yeah,
it's a signwriter that does that.
Of course, I'm thinking it's different.
We used to work with the signwriters, you see. Anything our machine couldn't do, we used to put the fancy bits in by hand, you know, freehand.
Right.
And I used to have to go and see. And then they used to varnish it, because on board they could varnish it, you know, and protect the gold piece. But the old man in there had been retired for years, and he'd come back to work, you know, just for more years. But as soon as it got cold, he used to stop working. You know, I'm packing up the fall of the leaf. You know what I'm asking? I used to pack up to the better weather, you know, and I'd come back to it. But they couldn't do without him because he was such a clever scientist.
Well, he'd have to actually go on the ship when it was.
I think he was in the office, and the younger man was on the ship, you know, they did the climbing thing. But it was a horrible job, I used to think, getting up to do the big letters, you know, because they're good scientists.
Was your, I mean, was that right? Your office was called as well, was it? Or was it? I mean, were you generally?
My office, yeah, we used to have an oven in the office. You know how you do pottery and you have to put it in the oven?
Cool, yeah.
Well, there was some of our work you had to put in after it had been varnished and that had to go in the oven.
Oh, right. What kind of what was it exactly?
Well, if it was on metal, you couldn't sort of press into the metal. If you did a brass plate, you used to have to sort of take the colours off the foil, see with the lettering, and then put that on, press it onto the brass.
Yeah.
The, and then the words used to show through, you know, would be gold words shown through.
Yeah.
And then you used to have to varnish it and put it in the oven. So
what you get is the same procedure as we described before,
yes,
except you'd have brass there, and it would be the foil that made the letters.
But you couldn't say, press the letters into the brass, you know. You could only do that on the form, I guess.
And then you have to varnish it over the seal.
Then you have to put it in the oven. Bake it out, bustle it. It was a hot machine, you know, the machine was always. No, it was quite nice, comfortable office, you know.
So you got paid, the way you were paid was by weekly. So you didn't get any piecework for it.
Mm-hmm. Just a weekly paid packet.
It's a shame you didn't get piecework.